the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game with Mike, Bo, Ally Mac, Dylan, trying very hard not to sing along right now.
Yes. Well, and I was going to add, Bo is not an emotional person. I am when it comes to, like, my kids. You know, I cried when my daughter and my son were born. These songs like this, buddy, I'm not good. I'm not good with these songs. And Kane Brown's got one out right now.
Yes, he does.
Lord of mercy. I can't even make it through that one. Yeah, I can't.
You need to clarify when you say I'm not an emotional person. I think most people think I'm an overly emotional person. I'm just not like a crier. I don't really cry.
You're not a sappy person, is that right?
Sentimental?
Extremely sentimental. Okay. I just don't cry a lot. I'm not like trying to play tough guy. I mean, I get angry and things make me sad, but I just don't like tear up.
You're an enigma.
I will tell you that you want to see me get a little bit emotional. There's a couple of scenes in movies that get me, like the scene in Field of Dreams when the little girl's choking.
Oh, the hot dog.
And he can't, if he crosses over, he can't go back.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
If you haven't seen Field of Dreams, then you've never seen Field of Dreams?
I haven't seen Field of Dreams, no.
And then in Braveheart, when he's like stretched out and he's like, say mercy.
I have not seen Braveheart. Spoiler alert.
I just want to put for the record, I've seen both of those.
And he screams freedom. Like that gets me too. Yeah. A little bit. And maybe that scene in The Patriot.
Just Braveheart gets him, but not the kids.
he's not a sappy guy.
That man died for his country, man. William Wallace, I mean,
the birth of my daughter, no. William Wallace, absolutely
he
every time.
He screams freedom. Yeah. He's being stretched. And they got the thing in his, they're ripping his guts out.
Yeah.
He screams freedom.
Yeah, like, I know.
Yeah, that gets to me a little bit, man.
I don't blame you. It's just ironic. It's
that
just
scene
funny.
In The Patriot when they shoot his son and he just goes ham with a hatchet.
That's about children though. There you go.
Yeah, that's a father's
there
love.
There you go.
Yeah.
That kind of that merges the two.
There we go.
There you go.
There we go.
No, he grabs a flag and he runs back over the hill. He's like, "Don't retreat."
I there's another one. There's a song got me yesterday that Cole Swindell just came out with called Dale Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And buddy. He's talking about how him and Dale Jr. are having beers talking about their dad. They're both their dads passed away. And that one right there will get you. Holy shnikes, that one will get you hard.
Yeah, I've heard about this. So I need to listen to it. Have you seen The Patriot, Ally?
Yes, I've seen The Patriot. It's been a minute, so I don't know every scene.
Okay, where are you on Tires, the TV show on Netflix?
5 minutes in, because I was trying to watch it as I was going to sleep, and I realized it's too funny
it's
to
funny.
Fall asleep to. Yeah.
What are you laughing about?
Because, yeah, you can talk about that song later. Hey, have you seen The Patriot? I got stuff I need to deal with here.
I know we have things to talk about, but this is really important to me.
Now, get back on my topic.
Sometimes I get very, very selfish with a conversation.
Yeah.
And I want it to go where I want to go.
There you go.
I just want to talk about The Patriot. No, look, I need to hear that. Look, I don't know. I just... there is a song that that makes me a little bit. You guys know the great Miller Pope, who was our engineer for years, Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. He did remotes. Right around the time that he passed away, Zach Bryan came out with this song about like going back home for a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know. And Amy actually texted me and was like, hey, this song makes me think about Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I know, probably for you. And that actually got me a little bit.
Yeah,
I didn't cry, but it got me. Like, it made me sad.
I'm starting to hear a wake-up call topic in this. What songs make you emotional?
That's not what we want to talk about 4th of July. I want to talk about what you're grilling, what kind of meat you got on
the grill. We can double the combo.
Yeah, whatever you're feeling this morning. I mean, it is emotional. Proud to be an American makes me emotional when
I
hear it.
I was going to say, there are definitely 4th of July songs that will make me emotional.
100%.
Yeah, when I hear real American.
There you go.
Think about that time that Hulk Hogan fought Sergeant Slaughter at WrestleMania when for the Iraqs.
Save that for 8:20 when Grant McCauley calls in. And you can reminisce with him about that topic.
That's what you better lead Grant McCauley in with, Dylan.
This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Now, Braves fans were basically like watching tennis yesterday. The swings of the news kept going back and forth. Jurickson is back. Verdugo is DFA'd. Schwellenbach is on the IL. oh, but Ronald is an all-star, and then we won the game. Like, what in Braves country happened yesterday? I don't
know. That was our season in a nutshell.
Seriously.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Ups and downs and ups and downs and ups and downs. And, you know, Sean Murphy's red hot. Matt Olson is red hot. Ronnie's a little bit cold right now. Yerickson Profar strikes out with the bases loaded, swinging at a ball. And then he hits a home run that was, man, that looked like one of my golf balls, a slice on it like that. That thing was hooking. But it was just crazy. Didier Fuentes was the same way in that game. Man, this guy's unhittable. Oh, well, there's three straight hits. Oh, he's back to unhittable. Oh, yeah, there's that guy walks a guy. Like, he was all over the place too, but it was good because he threw some stuff that was completely filthy.
Yeah. He's got good stuff, and I think that's always been the thing is, you know, we talk so much about Spencer Schwellenbach and how he came in and he was just pounding the zone. It's a little bit opposite with Didier, that he's trying to be a little bit too much on the edge, and it leads to pass balls, wild pitches, other things like that, and him being a little uncomfortable. He's just got to be more efficient, and hopefully he can be, because obviously this team's going to lean on him.
If I was a pitching coach, which I'm not, and I don't know anything about, like, close to what those guys do, I would just say the same thing to young pitchers over and over again. Trust your stuff.
Yeah.
Go in the zone. Trust your stuff. Throw strikes.
There you have it, that Thursday edition of Fair Foul Friday. Now, I did spend some time yesterday trying to come up with a cool name for a Fair Foul Thursday. Got nothing. I was like, this or that Thursday. And like, nah, I've got nothing. So, reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Can we get family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta location?
I did try the same thing. I was like, Fair Foul 4th, but then it has to be 4th of July edition. So, anyway. All right, so fair or foul? Braves, like we've been mentioning, have been having a rough go of it. So is it fair or foul for a Braves fan to say we when the Braves win and they when the Braves lose?
I'm going to let Bo take this one off the top.
Oh, it's foul. It's foul. No, there's no. If you're going to we it, then you better we it all the time.
I think it's foul, but I feel like we all do this. I feel like we all do this. They did. They couldn't hit yesterday. They weren't.
I don't remember saying, yeah, we scored 8 runs. Maybe I did. I mean, I don't know.
I would be willing to bet that we probably all did that today.
I think the question is asked in the tense that you only acknowledge, you know, you're a part of the team when they win. That's the way I see it. That, you know, a lot of people have a problem when people say we.
I used to not like it.
I always say, oh yeah.
I was playing.
How many snaps did you get yesterday? We lost yesterday. How many snaps did you get? But I tell people that they're like, well, you can't say we. I go, the hell I can't. I'm with that team everywhere they go. I can say we all I want.
With the Braves too?
No, with the Falcons.
Okay.
I don't consciously say we with the Braves.
I was going to say.
Now I say.
Be careful. Allie's got a lot of stuff we can go back to that she's written down in her notebook.
I don't. But that's our team. And that's my team. But I don't consciously say we. Now, if I do it, it's not on purpose.
I'm going to pay attention a little bit closer now.
Yeah, whatever.
So when you get to a 4th of July party and you notice the host is busy grilling, running around, and they haven't curated a playlist, is it fair or foul to take over the aux cord?
Oh.
Mike, you start.
Fair. It's fair, and I hate this. This is a thing, and I don't come up in my house and take my aux cord, but if I go to somebody's house that the vibe is off and you're playing some kind of music that I don't want to listen to, I would be the first one during a cookout to be like, hey, let me get that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I subscribe to Spotify. I pay the $15 a month or whatever it is. I got this, fam. Get out the way.
Well, it's foul unless you get permission, and you can softly hint at it. Hey, man, like, you want to get some tunes going? Or you mind if I play some music? And then you give the person, I'll get the playlist going. Now, sometimes they'll yell, but yeah, man, go ahead. And then you also need to be very understanding that it's their house.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, not put on, like, Death Row's greatest
hits.
Remember
having this conversation after the Christmas party I went to where the guy was playing his vinyls with Bocelli?
Yeah.
And,
oh,
and
wow.
I was like, dude.
But that was. But you were trying to play football.
Yeah, I was going
to
say there was the playoffs were on. I was like, all right, come on.
And you got Andre Bocelli in the background. Oh, my gosh. All right. So we talked about yesterday how Drake London made the top 100 NFL players list. Thought he could go a little bit higher, lower in the list? Fair or foul, Drake will be in the top 40 after this season.
I would say statistically it's got to be fair, although I'm going to go foul here because I don't know that stat-wise it's going to make a huge leap, so it's hard for me to say he's going to jump 60 spots because I expect the stats to be pretty similar because they were great last year.
I think it's fair because he's already made the list, and if he ups it, like, he does double-digit touchdowns or has, 1,400 yards instead of 1,271. A guy tweeted me yesterday when I tweeted he should be hiring this guy. A guy goes, he's going to have his breakout year this year. And I go, I'm pretty sure 100 catches, 1,271 yards, and 9 touchdowns is a breakout year. He goes, no, but he's really going to have a lot of stats. I was like, okay. And which I love. I love the optimism because I'm an optimist.
Fair or foul? This is the weekly edition of this. Dylan will beat the freeze before he gets his car fixed.
Foul, because neither one of them are happening, okay?
Yeah, I've got to go with the same thing. I say it's foul. I don't know when he's getting his car fixed, but he ain't beating the freeze, so it is what it is. I'm going to go foul on that one.
Man, I can't wait till I beat the freeze, and I'm just going to – that's something I'm going to rub in y'all's face for a long, long time.
I hope you do, man.
I hope you do. All right, fair or foul, the morning shift will clear at least a dozen hot dogs between the four of us tomorrow.
Oh, man. I'm going to say foul. I don't know that I got hot dogs in the menu. It'll be ribs for me. So hot dogs probably won't be a thing. Although once my kids start eating hot dogs, it's going down at my house, but not yet.
No, foul. I'm doing burgers. I do have some of those beef franks from the Omaha Steaks, and oh, man, those are the best hot dogs you'll ever eat.
This is a very un-American show. Like, that should have been fair.
No, it's not. I'm so smoking ribs tomorrow. That's not un-American. Just is what it is. Hot dogs not on the menu.
All right, fair or foul. Michael Penix will play at least 3 quarters in preseason.
I'm gonna say that's fair. I'm gonna go right at 3 quarters. I'm gonna say one half, then starts one game and plays a quarter, and then he's out.
I'm gonna go foul. He played 2 last preseason, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm gonna clarify this. The only reason I'm saying that is because Kirk Cousins is his backup quarterback, and so I think that adds a wrinkle to this situation where you don't want to get Kirk hurt either, because that could be a trade carrot out there.
Welcome to the party, Emory Jones.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. You can jump on the show with us right now. What are your 4th of July plans? Are you grilling? Are you going to be eating some hot dogs?
Yeah. Are you going to have sappy music playing?
Yeah. Are you going to play Andre Bocelli? are you going to be running the peach tree? And what is your temperature with the Braves right now? Because it's been so up and down lately. Give us a call, 404-726-0929. Also on Twitter at 929MorningShift. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.